Welcome to the 3-Minute Podcast, where each episode, the guest has 3 uninterrupted minutes to share stories or experiences on this season's topic. We follow that up with a question to push your thinking. It's quick, it's timely, and it's all focused on leading the way to continuous school improvement. This season, the focus is on stories of teacher leaders. I'm your host, Mary Myers, with the Kansas Learning Network. Today's guest is Jody Foster, who joins us as the current principal of Cleveland Traditional Magnet in Wichita. Jody has spent the last several years leading or being a contributor on the building leadership team. Today, she joins us to share thoughts around the function of the building leadership team, as well as who she looks for to be on that leadership team. Let's welcome Jody to the podcast.
When thinking about the function of our building leadership team and really what exactly our roles are, is in correlation to our MTSS problem solving process and really ensuring that each aspect that we're doing, we're planning it, we're doing it, we're checking it, and we're acting upon it to continuously improve our building, whether that be academically, whether that be behaviorally, whether that be culturally, even within the systems of our building, just to ensure that we really are that well-oiled machine that is going to continuously function and actually reflect upon those functions to make sure that we're always becoming more efficient. When thinking about becoming more efficient, the biggest aspect that we really have to come down to is going to be our data and making sure we're tracking each of our action steps and ensuring that it is going to be successful, or we are going back to the problem solving board and figuring out what exactly do we need to be successful. So it comes right back down to who exactly you want on your building leadership team is going to be those people who are just naturally reflective, but then also willing to take feedback and willing to do something different based off of that feedback. When we look at how to make building leadership teams most effective, there is a resource with the MTSS workbook within our district that really gives us a lot of great guidelines for what a BLT's purpose is. And I think that's where exactly each building that I've gone into, one of the first things that we look at a BLT is to understand that our purpose really is to ensure that we are continuously improving. When thinking about a building leadership team and who exactly should be sitting on a building leadership team, one of the things that I really think about is creating a voice for every staff member within the building, whether that be for a certain grade level, whether that be for a certain group of people like child study teams, specials, some of the alternate groupings within our building, but ultimately to create a team of people that would give every staff member within the building an individual who's going to speak on their behalf. Within that group and within those members, we really look for people who are driven, organized, transparent, and really great at building relationships, because they're going to really need to be the people who are pushing the work and moving our building in the direction that we're really wanting it to go. And also thinking about really some of those expectations of a team, we really look at people who can communicate with others with kindness and respect, really listening and participating at all times with open mind. We all have really clear roles and assignments and ensuring that we're going to follow through on those. And really the trust of our team is really going to be the determining factor in how exactly effective we will be within our building.
Thank you to Jody for sharing her thoughts. It was obvious she leads from the lens of being an advocate for students, with the expectation the building leadership team members do the same. Looking at it from that perspective, we can agree the way to move successful implementation forward is to have dedicated people on the team. I offer these coaching questions to push thinking. Does your school operate with a leadership team that includes the principal, teacher leaders, and other staff wishing to advocate for students? How does the leadership team intentionally advocate for all students? Thanks for listening to the 3-Minute Podcast. Join the conversation by answering the coaching question on Twitter using the hashtag 3-Minute Podcast. Today's episode is produced by Jessica Mossman, alongside the podcast team of Lisa Stinson and Mary Myers, on behalf of the Kansas Learning Network.